This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Talks on resolving the logjam over Brexit continue. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
One of the most intense days in the long-running Brexit trade negotiations has started with little good news about any progress, with Britain and the EU seemingly still stuck on the same issues that have dogged the standoff for months. The EU's Michel Barnier held a pre-dawn briefing with ambassadors of the 27 member states to see if a deal is still possible with London ahead of the January 1 deadline. But there's no news of a breakthrough, while Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney says Barnier's message was very downbeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The EU Monday took on powers to punish human rights abusers anywhere in the world through the new sanctions regime, though the new sanctions regime would only take effect with unanimous approval by member states. Foreign ministers approved the EU Action Plan on Human Rights and Democracy, which would be used in cases such as torture, slavery, or systematic sexual violence. The new framework would allow the EU to identify rights abusers and freeze their assets in Europe and ban them from traveling to the bloc. But these must be serious violations, and the final decision is left to the discretion of member states. A car bomb attack wounded at least 35 people, including women and children, in Afghanistan's Kandahar province early Monday. Provincial officials said the attacker used a mini truck to carry out the assault near police headquarters. 15 civilians became victims of the attack, along with several police officers, operatives of Afghanistan's intelligence agency, the National Directorate of Security, and the district police chief, Abdul Wabdud. This is